News Talk 1620 WTAW. William Bowes here from the Bryan Fire Department. And it's unfortunate that we've had an increase of wildfires outside the city limits. But so far, the heat, apparently, at least in Bryan, so far, knock on Formica, has not resulted in any fires in town.
Well, yes. And shout out has to go to the citizens of the community and of the county. The commissioners put in the burn ban. Everybody has respected that. Everybody's been very careful, and that's resulted in a very small amount of fires during this period of time. And the citizens are to be commended for their care they're taking of their city and their county.
In the meantime, life still goes on in your part of the world as fire inspector, investigator at the fire department.
Well, it does. When we have a moment to take one hat off, we put another hat on. And so I spent the week at the schools. BISD, one of the mandates of the TEA for them is to have their all schools inspected once a year by us. And so we spent the week going through all of the schools, classrooms, hallways, every corner of them. And I have to praise the maintenance departments and custodial staff because they do a great job of keeping these schools in good order. I found them be in good shape. There's always some things that need to be fixed, but overall, these are good, safe campuses to send their kids to, and I commend those departments for helping with that. But I think we need to talk about what's going to come up. We're doing these inspections because school's about to start. And I think the parents need to get ready for that mentally as drivers, and the students who are old enough to be drivers need to get mentally ready for the school zones. Obviously, for the summer, we really haven't had to worry about those flashing lights, and the school zones are going to start coming into play again, and there's several requirements, the slowing down, the no cell phone use, all of these things we have to get used to again.
And in addition to that, something that can be potentially hazardous, and I know this will be the fourth fall that you and I have been talking about this, and can never preach it enough about wherever there's a red line, be it on the pavement or on the curb, that's not where you stop and park and get out of your vehicle.
No, it's not. Now, at the schools, during the let-off time at the morning and the pickup time at the end of the day, at some of the campuses, the school resource officers, SROs, or the principals, or some of the teachers who are mandated to that duty will be out there directing traffic for the pickup and drop-off. And and the state law allows law enforcement officers, which be the SROs, or somebody that we designate, such as the principals in charge, to control that movement through that red line area. But it's important to realize that all throughout that day, if you're going up there just to pick up your kid, or you're going up there to have a meeting with a teacher, or some other situation,
going to a ball game or another activity,
right, then you need to be aware those things are in force, and we can enforce them and have enforced them, and you need to find a parking space.
Anything else that we need to cover?
I do want to talk just real quickly. It's really extremely hot. We have breezes with the high-pressure system that can really dry you out, and you may not really realize it because you have a breeze blowing on you, but you want to drink plenty of water and take some breaks and use sunscreen and hats. Have a couple of quick news things. If you're interested in being a Bryan police officer, applications are due by August 14th, which is next week. So make sure and check on the website, www.bryantx.gov, for that information. And we did fill up our class for Citizen Fire Academy. So the class in the fall is full, but we will be having another one in the spring. So anybody who didn't get on that list, just be watching that same website, bryantx.gov. And we'll be putting the word out in the spring so you can attend in the spring.